Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. Every year, the Historic Kansas City Foundation releases its list of the most endangered historic buildings in our city. This year's list includes some well-known buildings, including the Knickerbocker Apartments, the Lane Blueprint Building at 15th and Main, and the Disney Building on 31st Street. Also making the list is a place you may have heard of, the Country Club Plaza. More on that in a moment. But first up today, the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art has selected a design for its temporary pavilion on the south grounds of the museum. That coincides with the World's Fair exhibition opening up in April. We begin with an update on all these big goings-on at the museum. With us today is the exhibit's curator, Catherine Footer. And Catherine, nice to have you.
Thank you, Steve, for having me back.
And Tom Probstall is also here. He's with Generator Studio. That's the architecture firm that won the design contest. And Tom, congratulations and welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Catherine, this is all pretty cool. I've seen the drawings. It looks great.
It's fabulous. We're really, really excited. The design is innovative, which was what we were looking for. It's also eye-catching, so we're hoping that drive-by traffic gets intrigued and comes to visit the sculpture park and then to the museum.
You know, after looking at the drawings online, I sort of hated the idea that the word temporary is being placed in front of this pavilion, but it is temporary, right?
It is temporary. We'll be up from the beginning of April until mid-August, so you have to come and see it in a limited time.
So this thing will be erected between now and a couple months from now when the World's Fair exhibition opens.
That's exactly right. I think Tom can tell you a little bit more about his schedule since we're just learning about it now.
When does construction begin, Tom?
As soon as possible.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to go fast.
We do. First of all, we're very honored, you know, with being selected. It's a very big deal for us.
Great.
And I do need to say thank you, because this wouldn't be possible, you know, without our in-kind donors and our team. That includes Prosser Wilbur Construction, BC Engineers, Thornton Tomasetti Engineers, and there's going to be lots of other people involved with this that will be helping build it with our tight schedule and providing in-kind donations to make this happen. So we're very excited. It's happening immediately. In fact, I'm leaving here to go have our kickoff meeting with the construction team.
To start building, yeah. So when folks drive by there on 47th Street or Cleaver, whatever it is right there, they'll see construction, when, in a week or two? Or when can we expect to see movement on the south lawn there?
Well, we're going to actually sit down and make that final decision today on when the contractor can mobilize, because we've got to procure, obtain the materials, bring it in, and get them ready. And we've got to figure out with the Nelson if we want to do that off-site, some of that work off-site, or bring it out to the job site and actually build it, you know, so more people can see it. So we got to work that out still.
Well, we will have a slideshow up on our website at kcur.org later today, so folks can actually view what we're talking about. But Catherine, how do you describe this thing? I was sort of looking for some words myself, and it's a little bit tricky to describe over the air, I think.
Well, I think Tom put it really well in his presentation, I guess it was last week, when he talked about how when we have our machines like cell phones, iPods, things like that, everything is covered up. Well, this is actually, it exploded. So you're seeing its innards on the exterior. So if you think about that, some of our machines that we have now are solar powered, you will see those solar panels. They won't be hidden. You will see that kind of. So if you think about it, right now it has three shipping containers, and we're working with Generator Studio and their artist, Tim Krakowski, to sort of finalize exactly what the look will be. But right now it's shipping containers, and then it has this beautiful, very architectural kind of explosion of solar panels. Mm-hmm. So I want it to be, I think we all want it to be really dramatic, but have that feeling of it's science and technology and art all merged together in one project.
Well, again, having viewed the drawings, I think dramatic is a very good word for it. Tom, how did you get the idea for an exploding cell phone as sort of a concept here for this new temporary pavilion?
If I may, going back in history, and I think our understanding of what the Nelson, you know, wishes to achieve in this pavilion, World's Fairs are all about design, art, and technology. And so that was a very easy idea for us to grasp and move forward with. And in fact, when we started this, we met with a potential partner in this, Brightergy Solutions. They provide the photovoltaic panels. And we said, what if we started with this perfect cube and clad it in photovoltaic panels? We talked about it. We worked with our co-collaborator, Tim Gretkowski, who's an artist in Los Angeles. And we said, we really felt like that didn't get to making this thing accessible to everybody. It wasn't keeping in the spirit of past World's Fairs. So we said, let's explode this. Let's actually take that cube, the skin of the cube, and unfold it and then fragment it and lay it out across the site.
Oh, so that's interesting.
When you're a patron walking around this pavilion, you're able to see the bottom side of it. You're able to see how the wires come together. You're seeing where the wires go. And then at one point, we're going to have some interactive learning panels where you might be able to actually plug your iPhone in and see what it means. You know, so my cell phone is out of power. I plug this in. What is the solar panel doing? Is it cloudy or is it sunny?
Wow.
And is it actually powering up my cell phone? So we're looking at those sorts of interactive opportunities, which I think the Nelson is really excited about.
Hey, give us a rough idea of how many square feet you're talking about here, Tom.
We've got about 200 photovoltaic panels, and each one is about 40 inches by 60 inches. So I haven't run the square footage on that yet. Good question.
So this will be an impressive. You'll notice it when you drive by.
It's substantial.
Yeah, exactly. Good word for it. Yeah.
Can I bring up something?
Absolutely.
The last time I was here, we talked about the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, we did.
And so
and you're going to bring it here.
This is our Eiffel Tower.
Well, yeah, and that's
And it it has a dramatic vertical elevation. It also is doing what the Eiffel Tower was doing, which is showing the innards. And that's one of the reasons that the Parisians hated it so much when it first went up in 1889, because it really was showing the structure. So the Sun Pavilion is really doing the same thing.
That's neat.
I'm fulfilling Julian's dream.
And this will be where on the South Lawn? How close to the street will it be?
It will be, I think it's north of the sidewalk that runs parallel to Cleaver Boulevard,
yes.
And it will be south of where Ferment is, the Roxy Pane, this big quote-unquote tree, also a dendroid that was placed last spring.
So pretty close to the street.
Yeah, very close. So it really has great visual presence.
So, Catherine, remind us again what the World's Fair exhibition is all about, and what are you going to put and what are people going to see in the temporary pavilion?
Well, we're working with our team to figure out what's going to be in the temporary pavilion, whether it will be interactives that will help draw people up to the exhibition. But the Inventing the Modern World, Decorative Arts at the World's Fairs between 1851 and 1939 will have objects of industry and hand manufacture that showcase innovation. So that's why we wanted to do a pavilion, which was about what is innovation today? When you think about it, is it a car that can go 450 miles to the gallon? Is it being able to live off the grid? And those were the same kinds of questions that people were asking back in the 19th and early 20th centuries.
So when people go through the temporary pavilion, then they'll see some of the exhibits that are on display in the World's Fair out
there?
No,
we won't have the actual objects
from
the exhibition down in the temporary pavilion. There are all kinds of security issues that we need to worry about, lender issues.
Yeah.
But I hope that we will be able to make that tie. Maybe not as blatant. Again, we will be working with our educators to figure out what exactly those displays are that make those ties, that it isn't like here's the vase and go up to the building and see the vase in the gallery, but maybe more theoretical and conceptual.
Well, Tom, you were working under a budget, a very strict budget here. Catherine didn't make this easy on you by any means. $20,000 to put this thing together. What kind of challenge did that pose for you and your team in pulling this thing together?
Great question. You know, we approached it as if there wasn't a budget. So, and the way we approached it with Prosser Wilbert, the contractor, is we said, we're going to give you the $20,000 because ultimately you're the one that's spending the time that has the labor out on the job site to get it done. So let's pay the staff who are building it to get it done. For the rest of us, you know, it's such a huge opportunity. We almost don't need to get paid for it just because of the opportunity, the marketing value, too, and we recognize that. So,
Catherine, Generator Studio was hardly the only applicant for this temporary pavilion. How many other applicants did you have
here? We had 15 proposals.
Yeah.
And what we actually originally thought it was just really going to be Kansas City, but word spread, and so we actually had one proposal from England and another one of a consortium, which is Italy, Mexico, and New York, who came in as well. So we're hoping that this begins a periodic pavilion building in Kansas City.
Oh, it'll be.
And so maybe we even get it even more nationally and internationally known.
Meaning you'll go out and do this again at some point down the road?
We really, really hope so. There's so much interest and we did it so quickly. So maybe if we gave people a little bit more time and money. Think of all the possibilities.
Well, you had a committee to pick the winning design, and one committee member was none other than Stephen Hall, who designed the Block Building, which is, you know, pretty stiff critic there looking over the work, right?
That's right. And he was really fascinated by the project and also the opportunity to enhance the campus. He did not look at it as a threat to his building, but rather an opportunity, and said to us, the next time you do this, let me know.
Does this building play off the Block Building?
It does in an opposite way. You know, when we started with a perfect cube, in fact, we challenged ourselves and said, that's an awful lot like what Stephen Hall did on the campus there. So for us to fragment this and explode it, and then rather than emit light, we absorb light and convert it to electricity. So there's all these dichotomies that are going on with the design.
That's interesting. Tell us again what kinds of pieces people might expect to see at the World's Fair exhibition coming up here.
In the exhibition, they will be fabulous objects. There will be furniture. There's going to be a papier-mâché piano. There'll be jewelry made out of nationalistic stones like Montana sapphires.
Wow.
There'll be bent metalwood furniture. And so a whole range of objects that I think will really amaze and delight people.
And this whole thing opens up April?
April 14th is our opening day.
That's coming
it's
pretty
really
quickly.
It's really soon. Yes. Yeah. No, we've started laying out the galleries and the objects start coming in early March.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm thrilled. I'm really so every day something new and exciting happens. So
something else comes in through.
This whole project is just opening up possibilities for all of us at the museum.
Well, neat idea.
Yeah, we'll come back and tell you about more of them.
You'll do it, yes. Catherine Footer, thanks again for coming in.
Thank
She's the exhibits
so
curator. Tom Probstall with Generator Studio, thanks so much for your time. And
thank
again,
you.
Congratulations. And folks should look forward to construction on the South Lawn within the next 2-3 weeks.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, sounds good.